Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ben, and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we are looking at what we can do individually to limit climate change. And today's episode is part 4, so if you haven't heard any of the other episodes from this little mini-series, then if you want, go back and listen to the other 3 parts. Before we start, let's take a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. I'm going to give you the word first, and then at the end we'll take a look at the definition of the word, and we'll look back at how I used them. So the first word is to be alarmed at or by something. Next is a heat wave. Heat wave. Next is the word stick. And this is the verb to stick something. Next, an expression. To get the impression. To get the impression. Next, a verb. To last. Last. Next, we have a phrasal verb. To shop around. Shop around. Next, a verb. To settle for something. To settle for something. Next, another phrasal verb, to pass down. Pass down. 2 more, to throw out. That's another phrasal verb, throw out. And finally, a noun, clutter. Clutter. C-L-U-T-T-E-R, clutter. So listen very carefully for those words. And as I said, we will come back to them at the end of the episode to see if you understood them correctly. Okay, so here is part 4 about what we can do individually to limit climate change. I, like so many people around Europe, was really alarmed by some of the images this summer of the effect that climate change is having on our planet. With the intense heat wave that hit so much of Europe, including England, fires spread, damaging or destroying forests and property, and it's having a really terrible effect on human life. The Earth is on fire, and we seem to be watching it burn. So the question is, what can we do individually to help? In this episode, we'll be looking at recycling. Every country has a different approach to recycling, and often different regions have different ways of doing it. For example, in our area, there's a recycling bin and a general waste bin for each household, but that's it. There's no separation of the recycling into different groups like paper, glass, metals, and so on. So we stick all our recycling into one bin and then hope that it all goes in the right place. In some public places, there are recycling bins, while in others, everything goes in one bin. I get the impression that there's so much more we can do in this country, and that's obviously quite worrying. But there are things we can do individually when it comes to consumption and waste. We live in a culture that actively encourages us to buy more and more. We have to have the latest trainers and the latest smartphone. But how much of this do we really need? Rather than buying something new, look for second-hand options, or if it has to be new, find good quality stuff that will last a long time. There are quite a few new companies that sell eco-friendly products, so shop around a bit. Don't just settle for the big brand with cheap prices and questionable ethics. Also, what happens to the stuff you don't need anymore? Can you pass it down to someone who might make use of it? Or can you turn it into something else? Look on the internet for ideas of what to do with old aluminium cans or bits of old clothing. Consider a more minimalist lifestyle. I'm not saying you throw everything out, but you might find that less clutter helps you to have a clearer mind, as well as the environmental benefits that it would bring. So there's a few ideas for you about recycling. Are you ready for the challenge? Okay, let's take a look back at the vocabulary that I mentioned at the start. And the first word I gave you was alarmed. I was really alarmed by some of the images this summer. To be alarmed by something means you are anxious or afraid that something dangerous or unpleasant might happen. Next, heat wave. With the intense heat wave that hit so much of Europe, a heat wave is a period of very hot weather. Okay, the next word, to stick. We stick all our recycling into one bin. This means to put something somewhere, but often carelessly. Next, to get the impression. I said, I get the impression that there's so much more we can do. So to get the impression means to have an opinion about something that you don't really know very well. Okay, the next was to last, L-A-S-T. And the context here was that I was recommending that you find good quality stuff that will last a long time. Well, to last means to continue for a specified period of time, so you don't need to replace it. Okay, next, to shop around. I recommended that you shop around a bit. This phrasal verb means to look in various places for a product before buying it. Next, to settle for. I said, don't just settle for the big brand with cheap prices. To settle for something means to accept something, even if it's not the best option. Okay, three more. To pass down. Can you pass stuff down to someone who might make use of it? To pass down means to give something to another person, and often it's a family member. Next, to throw out. I said, I'm not saying you throw everything out, but you might find that less clutter helps you to have a clearer mind. Well, let's look at the other word as well, clutter. So first of all, to throw out, this means to discard, to get rid of something that you don't need anymore. And clutter is mess. Okay, so hopefully those words are clear for you now. If you would like to read the transcript of today's Parlez Anglais episode, then you can do so by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club. Go to my Patreon page where you'll find all the information about how you do it. For €5 a month, you will get access to one transcript per week of Parlez Anglais, and you'll get every single transcript of every episode of my other podcast, Learn English with News, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. So go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben for more information and to join. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.